This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about the worst gift. What is the worst gift you've ever given? But more likely, the worst gift you've ever gotten. Because,
yeah.
Tis the season. We're all supposed to be getting in the... It's better to give than to receive. And like, oh, like... But like, there, you had a year where you're like, what? Like, I have so many that I
can't think of.
My wife does not know this.
Oh, oh no.
Don't do this. Whatever you're going to say.
The very first Christmas gift that she ever got me.
Oh no.
This is a little embarrassing to admit. Way back in the day, I used to have, well, I mean, I still do, I guess. I have my ears pierced and I used to wear earrings. And she knew this. I wore them when we first started dating. So she got me a new pair of earrings. They were like navy blue stones and whatever. Because I used to wear black stones a lot. And I didn't know this as like a newer earring guy. But some of the posts on earrings are thicker than other posts.
Yeah.
Right? You guys, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell. So I only had like a couple pairs. So she got me this pair. And I don't know if they were either really expensive or really cheap. I don't know. But the posts on them were super thick. So every time I put them in my ear, I was in pain because my hole was not big enough.
But you wanted to wear them for her?
I wanted to wear them for her. So I would just jam them in there and my ears would be ringing and I'd be like blacking
what?
Out a little bit.
Oh my
because
gosh.
They're so, they're like
blacking
stretching
out?
My ears.
Your
they're
pain tolerance.
Oh
if you need information,
gosh.
Government secrets
yeah.
from Hack, make him wear big earrings. What?
The good news is he does not have government secrets.
Correct.
So.
Dude, for real?
Wow, that's a bummer. Are you calling that a worst gift ever?
That was kind of because I felt obligated to wear them. It was our first Christmas and I did like them, but then they hurt pretty bad. And I never told her, like, hey.
Do you still have them?
Probably somewhere, yeah.
My worst gift ever, it's hard for me to pick one, but I remember the year. Tiak, you may remember, you guys may remember the story. Erica's never heard it. My parents, you're going to hate me when I say this, but they gave me a waterbed for Christmas. Now that sounds like it's a great present. It was when waterbeds were like
it was
the
like
rage.
So cool. Yeah.
Yeah. How could that possibly be the worst gift ever? Because I snuck around in the house and I found a 1968 black Gibson Les Paul.
Oh.
One of the nicest guitars ever produced.
Mm.
It was gorgeous. In the case, clearly a present.
You thought it was
in their
for you.
Closet. I played guitar.
Right. Okay. Yep. You don't have to belittle me.
No one else plays guitar.
Okay.
So I'm getting that. And then Christmas comes, all the presents are done under the tree, and they're like, oh, there's one more present upstairs. And I'm like, this is it.
Oh no.
And I go upstairs and they're like, here's your new bed.
Here's your water bed. What happened with the guitar?
It took me a couple of days because I had to like go to them and go, all right, well, here's the deal. I broke our trust and I rummaged through the house to find what I was getting. And I saw the guitar and I'm like, we were holding that for one of our friends that they were giving it to their kid. So some other family whose kid never joined the band Warrant, who was never the best guitar player in Colorado, he got a Les Paul. I got a bet.
You sound pretty ungrateful. I'm sorry.
I blinked my girlfriend. So, like, and my mom was mad at me for doing things on that bed. But I was like, hey, you give me a guitar. What was I going to do? I wasn't going to boink around the guitar. Should have got me a guitar. Yeah, I wouldn't have done anything.
Ungrateful is just adding.
All right. So if you've had a terrible gift, the worst gift ever, we want to hear about it. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I do now remember one year I must have been in college and I was given just a big old bag of quarters.
Oh, for laundry?
For laundry. Oh. So it's like it had a purpose, but also our college, we had the cards.
Wow, you're ungrateful. Oh.
Yeah,
really
I totally
showing.
Thought arcade.
That would have been awesome. Yeah. But no, you know, it luckily wasn't like a multi-$100 bed that I'm sitting here going, worst gift ever.
It's exactly the same. No. No matter what somebody gives you, you're supposed to be grateful, but it's a bed. I live here. You owe me a bed. That's not a present. That's not a present. Like,
but
you owe me a
bed.
I'm your son. I live
not
here.
Not a nice bed.
Yeah, they do. Like, you don't buy, like, you don't. Okay. Oh my God, here's a vacuum. If Dane bought you a vacuum,
I would be so mad.
It's the same thing.
No, I understand. What I'm saying is, like, those useful gifts, they just feel a little like, what about something I wanted, though?
Yeah, so my grandma, I love her dearly. Terrible gift giver. There was one year where she gave my cousin, I think, towels and then me like a toothbrush.
A toothbrush?
Yeah.
She's
a hoarder and just like loves deals and stuff. Yeah.
Was it a used toothbrush?
I don't think so.
So it was wrapped.
Lightly.
Yeah.
My grandmother was a hoarder as well, but she used to just put stuff out on a bed in the room.
And go get it.
And
yes.
You pick it. You'd come in and you'd do a lap.
We did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Wait, we all had the same grandma?
Are we all siblings?
We're related.
That's the weirdest thing ever. I swear to God that happened to me.
What is with grandmas and their hoarding?
But it was always like, this will date me and you guys probably didn't go through this, but remember when Avon or whoever made perfume in like a race car?
Okay.
It was like a glass bottle of like a race car or like different cars. And they would just be those, but the cologne is gone.
Oh.
So it's just like a glass.
Like a figurine.
It's
almost
like the Starbucks bear without the coffee.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah.
Well, for the record, that would still be a really great gift. So if anyone wants to give me one.
No, but like back then, it's just the promotional bottle.
And what are you going to put in it?
Nothing.
Right. That's
like
at least the Starbucks bear, you could put coffee
back
in it.
No, this is just a race car where the front screws off and would have a cologne-ish smell.
Yeah.
I mean, if we have any other brothers or sisters out there, text in.
Yeah. There was a bed of hoard that you got to shop at. Yeah. All right. If you've had a terrible gift experience, we want to hear about the worst gift ever. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good difference. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Did you? I don't. Okay.
I didn't get clarification okay. on that one. If I do, maybe we'll.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking about worst gift ever. And somebody texted in with one that. Yeah, I don't think things are going to go well for me for the rest of my life knowing what I just heard. But
yeah,
we'll try to get some clarification. You may hear that in a moment. Casey?
Yay.
Yay. Worst gift ever. What do you got?
So my mother-in-law, who isn't the best gift giver, gave me a gift basket of like personal care stuff, you know, like face masks, stuff like that, you know. But, like, three yeah. samples that she had collected through the year. Mm. But yeah. the problem is that most of them had lavender in them, and I am highly, highly allergic to lavender.
And do you think she knows that?
She knows. She gave me also chocolate-covered strawberries, which, again, I can't eat strawberries. I am.
Oh, this woman wants you
deathly
dead.
Allergic. Oh my God. I am deathly allergic to strawberries.
It's three things that she's like, well, I can just give it to her and...
Yeah, but if you know somebody, okay.
No, I'm not defending her. I'm saying not that she wants her dead. I think she's just like, well, I don't want it, which yeah. is basically, worse.
And then when I told her, like, oh, thanks, but I can't use these, she got mad and was like, well, you've never told me that.
It's like I have like, 14,000 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, those are pretty terrible. Thank you.
Let's send her a gift basket.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Ashley?
Yay.
Worst gift ever.
All right. So unfortunately, I got laid off during the holidays. So I had to move back home with my dad and my evil stepmother. And during the Christmas giving time, her side of the family was there. My dad's side of the family was there. They get to me. I open up a plunger and a toilet bowl brush cleaner. I was mortified. I was like, what are they trying to say to me? Like, I don't clean up after myself or something. It was humiliating.
What were they trying to say?
That would send me to a dark place.
Right? I don't even know. I have no idea. I think she was just kind of a bitch. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know, we can say it, I think. You can, anyway.
Shivers down my spine.
All right. That was lovely. Thank you. Maybe she wanted her to start a toilet cleaning business or something?
Still not kind.
Yeah. Ellen?
Yay.
Worst gift ever.
Well, my grandmothers were both terrible gift givers, but one of them never recovered from the Great Depression. Ugh. So she was buying me a birthday gift, and she went through the bargain bin at some department store, bought me a pair of underwear with smiley faces on them. This was the mid-70s, so smiley faces were on their way out, which is why it was in the bargain bin.
Yeah, that's why it's cheap. Mm.
Was it used?
Wait, I'm not done yet.
Oh.
Okay, what else?
Purple smiley faces, and then she decided to take a rock from her backyard, spray paint it purple, and draw a smiley face on it. And then she wrapped the rock up in the underwear and then put a ribbon on it. Okay. And that was my birthday gift. Hmm.
You know, we did the same craft with our kids this year. It's actually
without the underwear.
Oh my God! Needs the underwear.
Thank you, Ellen. Angel.
Yes.
Worst gift ever. What do you got?
When I was sixteen, I got a tea set, a plastic tea set.
When you were 16?
Yeah, you're a little old for it by then.
Okay, was it used?
Probably.
Like it feels like...
I think it was kept in a shed for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
it's the hoarder thing. I think we probably have 20 lines of people just like, you're just going through your house. I'm like, oh, so-and-so would like that.
Yeah.
Can I read you one?
Yes.
My mother-in-law gifted me her extra maxi pads, tampons, and pregnancy tests. Since she was going into menopause and no longer needed them.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want them.
I don't want them.
Yeah.
They got to go somewhere.
Lisa?
That was hilarious. Sorry.
What's your worst gift ever?
So my late husband wore hearing aids, but in my stocking, I got the vibration alarm clock. And I was like, so is that still a hint for me to come pick, wake you up in the mornings?
So it vibrates for you and then you got to nudge him?
I guess that's what he was thinking still.
Interesting.
Not the worst thing to have in your bed, though?
Okay. No. Next.
Heather.
Yay.
Worst gift ever.
It's now ex-husband, bought me a toilet seat riser for Christmas.
A what?
A toilet seat what now?
Riser? It so, makes the toilet seat
because
higher?
You can't bend down anymore?
Well, okay, so there was a reason. So the following day, it was on my birthday, not Christmas. I was having this really major hip surgery, and so I needed it after surgery. But still, for my birthday, I got a toilet seat riser from my husband.
You still
got
to do something a little more.
I'd be interested, though. I think.
Okay. You can call next again on us. No. Carmen?
Yes.
Worst gift ever. Yes. What do you got?
Yeah.
My mother-in-law sent me her used lingerie for Christmas and a couple panties of her big girl panties as a gift.
No, I'm literally have to see myself out. I cannot.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.